So I would like to welcome her warmly and talk a bit with her about, hi Edurne.
Hi.
nice to see you. Talk a little bit with her about her core experiences. Okay. The first question would be, how did you use e-assessment tools and e-training solutions? And what experiences do you have with these tools?
Okay, the experience in our company with the e-assessment has been with a tool that was developed within the European IMPRES project for the assessment of stress factors at work. It's a simple and a very practical tool, similar in essence to the one that has explained Andreas before, that makes possible for each job position to identify the stress factors and the resources available to deal with them, to evaluate them, and implement intervention plans. And these plans are adapted to the company needs because the tool promotes that the people who participate in the assessment includes intervention ideas for each risk situation detected. And this can be done from two approaches. The individual, what can I do to relieve these situations? And the organizational approach, what can my company do to relieve this situation? And after analyzing all this information, the company is able to define and implement action plans adapted to the real problems and to the real needs of the company. And that has been our experience in this field.
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for this answer. What would you say, from your point of view, are the really strengths of such tools, the strong points?
Okay, I think in our experience, compared to the face-to-face and the paper-based assessment, the e-assessment has many advantages. And first of all, it's possible to do it from anywhere because the only thing you need is to have an access to a computer. So this makes easier to get to the workers, even if they are in different workplaces, and is especially useful for those who are teleworking. Mm-hmm. And these online tools guide the user through the different steps of the assessment process, so the whole process can be done without specialized personal resources, because people are completely anonymous when we do the assessment. And also, people choose how and when they want to carry out the assessment. They can do it in a continuous way. I mean, you can start answering the questions of the survey and you can finish, or you can stop and continue in another at another time, depending on people's availability. So mm-hmm. This also makes easier to achieve greater participation in the assessment. And also it's easier to manage data because all the information is recorded. And for example, in our case, with this tool, as I said before, and as Andrea says too, when the tool detected situations valued as stress generators, the tool automatically requested improvement proposals from the two approaches, individual, what can I do, and the corporate, what can my company do for to relieve these situations. So after that, always in an anonymous way, the tool allows to analyze all the contributions, consolidate them, I mean, transform them into actions, group them, prioritize them, and finally create an action plan for improvement in the company. And this is one of the main points of the tool. And also you can download reports, Word in Excel, with the information you have recorded. And another example, and this is one of the main differences compared to traditional methods, is because with the e-assessment tool, each person can have a feedback on their personal situation. I mean, they can get a report with the result of their assessment and their own ideas for intervention from their reflections on what can I do. having this feedback, we have noticed that encourages people to participate in the assessment because it's something really useful for them. And in the traditional assessment with paper surveys, this is not possible. And finally, it's easy to select the assessment language, so this makes easier their application in companies with facilities in different countries. And regarding e-training, the advantages are similar to those of the e-assessment. I mean, they can be done from anywhere and anytime, depending on the time availability of each person. So all this makes it much easier to get to the people. So I think that those are the main advantages compared to the face-to-face and paper assessment mm-hmm. processes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Idone. So you think that there are also clear, visible, because we have a question on this here in the chat. So I would like to link maybe a bit the question with what you were saying from experience, because the question is not so much on concepts, research, and whatever. It is purely and clearly on the culture of companies, yeah, and the culture and the values organizations follow maybe in different countries is different. So a little bit this is the background, yeah. So yeah. Maybe it makes a lot of sense to highlight from your experience, from the experience, yeah, that also for CEOs and the company itself, such a tool can be a benefit. For employees, probably always. For HR, helps to establish a good strategy and practices. And then we have the highest level of a company. The CEOs or whatever, for them it has also an advantage. What does experience say?
This kind of assessment for us it has a great advantages because first people get those feedback about their situation, so they can start their own way just to get resources outside the company too. And for the company is really important because the only way to do a good plan is just knowing the real needs of the people you have. So the contributions people show and write and all the ideas they give you are the main information just to make your plan and to try to solve all the problems that you get in the company. It's not just to identify stress or just to give them a value. At the end, the main point of all this assessment is just to make improvement in the company. So all this information that people give to you is the most valuable thing you can have.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Adona. Mm-hmm. Really very interesting. And I'm really happy to have you here with us and that you could share your experiences of real working life, of real companies with us. Maybe you can remember what we were commenting in our first session in the morning. Sure, you can. Talking with Brian, talking with Pedro, they were talking about culture and that it is culture, values, and these aspects, and trust. And they were mentioning that this nowadays, the softer indicators are really important for going ahead, for coordinating in a hybrid world. Maybe this Isabella, because you were asking this important question, is something that we should have, we should be aware of, that in a hybrid world there are sometimes some other aspects becoming important, soft indicators. So maybe also for companies in these areas or sectors you were thinking about, Isabella. We are coming to the end of our event, but I would like to give you the opportunity to raise questions, to talk with us if you want, if there is something else that would coming up, a question, a doubt, or whatever you would like to know, get more information about. So feel free and ask us. We have still a little bit of time before we finish. This is an opportunity for you.
May I use a minute to answer one or two of the questions which appeared in the chat on the use of tools and how the complication about it? This is one of the things why we have the validation phase. The goal of the assessment tools is to phrase them in a way and support them with context explanations that more or less everybody in the company can answer them. I worked myself for the last 25 years as an award assessor. That's how I got to know Mutualia some, at least a decade ago, in the European Excellence Award. And the way we put question there is completely different the way the tool does it. With the tool, you really try to mine the knowledge of your staff. And the important thing is not the score you reach so much as the improvements ideas you can collect to improve yourself. And this is something which you can do even without consultants. Yes, if you have a facilitator or a coach to help you, it goes faster. But one of the demands of these Erasmus projects is to develop solutions which interested people, organization can use on their own. And if many of you participate in the next 2 months in the validation process and give us ideas of, oh, this question I did not understand, let's improve it, we are happy to do so, and then it's usable by everyone.
Thank you, Andreas. Yes, you have consultants experience, myself too, in the sense of organizational development, to become a more health-promoting organization. And yes, I used the concepts and I used the tools. And I would like to use in the future also the WLF training platform, as well as the assessment tool with companies. You can use it for small companies, for medium-sized companies, also for huge ones. Yes, you can use it for units, for departments only. It's all possible. And to give support, you can give support to individuals.
Oh, may I?
Yes, please.
In my experience, in my international experience, the question is not if the tools are applicable to a specific country. Because I found, for instance, in Brazil, in Spain, high standard companies that are concerned with their role in society, and their practices are focused on their role in society and not only on profit, and not only dealing with unemployment or low standard employment, low standard jobs. So I think that is more wise maybe to think in terms of the the organizational culture. Anyway, we have several levels of intervention that can be considered here. The individual per se can make things to cope with the hard situations, and human resource management and the CEO of the company and the national policies and the European regional policies and the guidelines by the United Nations and other international organizations. So we have to see this complexity and see this instrument as an important and relevant input that can be used worldwide. I can also ask Priscilla. She has lots of experience as a human resource management in Brazil, a manager in Brazil. If you think that this tool is applicable to Brazilian reality that you know so well.
For sure. I think especially on the level that we've worked with it, which is to assess, to see needs, to be able to freely use as your competency development need. I think that's always enriching regardless. So I agree with you. It's regardless of the country. I think this self-development is always something that's important. And if it's embedded in the company culture, it was an interesting interview with Edurne to see what they've been doing in Mutualia, because I do think that reflection, if these development processes are embedded in company culture, it just makes it so much better to have work-life flow and to develop work-life flow even more. So, yeah.
If I may enrich Edurne's contribution a little bit more, because I think that was a little bit not communicated strongly enough. And as their former assessor and longtime cooperation partner, I know they are a health insurance for a lot of companies. So her experience is not only Mutualia, it's some 17,000 companies they support in this. So from that point of view, what she said is not only for this her own big company, but also for a lot of small ones who work with it. So from that point of view, we already have here covered quite wide range of culture of company size and how companies react.
Thank you very much.
I only would like to add a comment, because if we think about the tool that allow us to assess decent work, this tool is already validated for the Brazilian population. So there is no problem at all. And I think it is also validated to English, Spanish, Italian. So we can use all these tools with a comfortable and confident,
And please let's not forget that the complete concept how we run the self-assessment is based on the EFQM model and has been updated with it. It used to be the EFQM European Excellence Award. Since 5 years, it's the Global Excellence Award, which means the model has been recognized, the underlying assessment model has been already validated for all of the world, because everyone in the world uses it nowadays. Not in all countries, the majority, but every region has an EFQM process implemented.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't know whether there are some practical questions. I think we cleared that we will disseminate the slides. I think we let clear that the recorded session will be uploaded also to our page, and you will get the assessment links, so you can use all these things. If there is any further question related to this more practical aspects, please let me know, because then we can here answer you this.